This is Blind Cool Tech, June 29th, 2006. This is Christer Ekström welcoming you to another edition of Blind Cool Tech. In today's episode, we are going to take the Eduroll R09 and the Church audio mics for a real spin. When I did the recording, when I woke up that morning, I thought it was would be kind of cool to take the recorder outside and do some more field recordings. And as it so happened, I was in need of groceries, so I thought, hey, why not take the Blind Cool Tech listeners to our local, very smallish food store. And so I did. And these are the results. Or this is the result. I have made two versions of the scene in the store. One with and one without translation. Even if I said that translation or not translation depended on how mischievous I felt, that was not the intention. I think I had the intention to translate it all along. But anyway, this could be good or this could be bad. And I would like to have feedback on this. What I wonder is, should I do like I do now, two versions, one with and one without? There were people on the list wanting to have it that way, with or without, one with and one without translation. And then there was some people who said that they rather wanted to have it translated the first time. The advantage with this is that you get to get a shorter podcast time-wise. The advantage with the other method with two versions is that you can choose whether you want to listen to both, whether you want to listen to the translated version or the one without translation, if you just want a feel for the environment and don't care so much for the chat, what's actually being said. But that's a subject for discussion, and I'm thinking about future podcasts, if I do real longish ones with loads of outlandish syllables. Then it could be good for me to know what to, so to speak, have what to which method to use. Anyways, enough rambling. Now let's go directly into today's episode of Blind Cool Tech. Enjoy. Hello, Blind Cool Techers. This is Christer Ekström with another exciting installment of A Day in a Life. This time, if everything goes well, I will go shopping. But first, I will change to my Church audio microphones from my built-in ones. You know, one of the advantages with the Eduroll R09, amongst all its other advantages, is that you can record, and you can even believe that you're recording on your microphones. And then you suddenly find that you ain't.
That's exactly what happened to me now. I thought I was recording on my microphones, and I thought, wow, how great they doth sound. Until I discovered that I held the plug in my hand. Cramp. Oh, it's morning. I'm tired as a UFO. Cramp. To misquote a song by the Swedish pop group Beagle, which was a very nice group when it existed. It does not anymore, however. Krat was the original title. Now that went smoothly and without problems. I was putting on my shoes, my sandals. This didn't work out that well before. The first time I did a podcast with the Errol Arnine, I had to, or I almost managed to crash it all, and you heard it live and direct here on Blind Cool Tech. The weather, well, we're going to find out about the weather in a bit, but I can tell you we've had some thunderstorms tonight. Now, where is this blasted? I increased the volume, the record volume, a couple of notches. But I have the monitoring volume turned on very low. Now I should put down all my equipment in my bag. The equipment, recording equipment, that is. Now it's done. Now, we are going to go shopping. In this podcast, you're going to hear me speak in outlandish syllables. Outlandish to you, that is. Not to me. And whether I'll translate or not depends on how mischievous I feel. Or something like that. It could be kind of cool, though, to practice the notions of sound forge. For example, how are you actually going to mix things? As I said, we had some thunderstorms tonight. They were kind of modest, but still, there were thunderstorms nevertheless. And we expect to have some more. But as I'm afraid, and I've been so since I was small, I'm frightened of loud, terrible noises. No, not loud, short noises. Like unexpected drum hits and so on in my near vicinity. Since I'm afraid of that, I won't be recording any thunderstorms.
Oh no, it's raining again. Thank you. It's raining, it's pouring.
What to do then? I don't want to risk my church mice. Well, I'll think of something. I will think of something. It's raining, it's pouring. And I have decided to try to get to the store anyway to have myself some groceries. Let's see when the church audio mic dies.
Hi. Hey, yo.
Tjena. Är du ute och sätter skyltar eller? Och du? Jajamän. The rain is coming down. Tjena. Hur har vi det? Va? Oh, jag önskar mycket idag. Jag önskar följande. En grape. Mm. Jag vill gärna ha en Spendrup som det finns.
Det har inte.
Vi har inte... Alltså. Du har inte svepperslem om det eller något? Nej, då får vi ta den där soppan som var... Den var ingen god. En sån här limpa. En bit kassle. En paket köttbullar. En sån här ugglarpskörv. Frukostkorv. Och 6 burkar cider. Det går åt i värmen. Nu ska vi se. Korv, bröd, nej, korv, limpa, pålägg, köttbullar och kassler, en grape, en cider. Ja, jag tror att det är allt. Jag tar en stor grön bregott också. Så, då kör vi allt.
It says 200 southern farms.
Och lika mycket då. Inte gick det något bra för Sverige i fotboll heller.
Men det gjorde inte det, va?
Nej. Men det hade vi väl räknat med. Det var programenligt.
Nej.
Det är inte bra med tysk öl, vet du.
Nej.
Hallå!
Det är kåren.
Jag har fastnat i vagnen.
Ja.
Så, det gick bra. Regnar det fortfarande ute?
Ja, det regnar.
Juffa. Tack och hej. Nu har jag fast dig. It's raining, it's pouring, my mics, they are dying. Oh no. I went the wrong way. Now you heard some chit-chat with the shopkeeper. First guy I met outside. Who? Was putting up signs. Yeah.
the woman that I talked to then. She was actually the other guy's wife. And now I'm back home, and the recording equipment seems to have not gotten too damaged after all, which I think was wonderful. I hope not, at least that it has taken damage. One thing though, one of the clips are not so good on the microphones, but I'll try to live with that. Two, I don't know why, probably me who's damaged them in some way. Well, I don't know how I'm going to handle this podcast, but we'll see when the time comes. Oh. The machine is hot. Not in the sense you usually mean by hot, even though it is still. But it's kind of warm. I think it needs air cooling. Hope it doesn't take damage. Well, this is Christer Ekström signing off. Have a good one.
Stop, stop. Don't press the stop button on your podcatcher just yet. Not if you want to hear the rough translation of what actually occurred in the store where I was. First thing that happened was that I discovered, to my utter dismay, when I went out to through the door, that it was actually raining. Not much, but it rained, as you could hear. So, I didn't catch the walk to the store. Instead, I sort of packed all my equipment in my little bag that I had with me, and sought a door opening where I could go in to take shelter from the rain and sort of put up my equipment, clip my microphones to the phone, headphones, and so on and so forth. And when I did that, I met with this guy who is one of the shop owners of the store that I was visiting. He was out putting up signs with ads for today's specialties and so on and so forth. And I asked him if he was out putting up ads or signs. Skyltar is signs. Maybe not the right word for it. And then I went into the store to get me the groceries that I wanted. Let's recap. Tjena. What happens here is that me and the lady behind the counter, Rigmor, exchanges greetings and so on. Tjena, that's hi. Approximately. And it's time to order. And at first, what happens is that I order a soda pop called Grape Tonic, grapefruit tonic, which I happen to like very much. However, they don't have the brand that I want, Spendrups, which is the best one, I think. Instead, they offer the ICA traders. Variation, which is not, in my opinion, the best one, which I also said this one isn't good. And but we settle for that. And then it's time to order the other stuff I need, which is a loaf of bread and a piece of ham thingamajigger called kassler. I don't know if you have such things over there. And some sausages to cook for the evening meal, frukostkorv. That's breakfast sausage in a very, very rough translation. And a packet of meatballs. The kassler and the meatballs goes as I have it on my sandwiches for breakfast. Some think it's barbaric. I think it's okay. And 6 cans of cider. That will probably disappear kind of quick in this heat, I say. And a packet of butter. Or margarine, rather, called Bregott. And now it's paying time. After Rigmor has put all the stuff that I've ordered on the counter, she tells me how much it'll be. 207 crowns. Oh, Jesus. I get 13 crowns back. Here in Sweden, at these times, we're almost obsessed with the football world championship, so I couldn't help passing a remark about how badly it actually went for Sweden in the football championships. But on the other hand, I said it was kind of according to the program. It's not good being in the same place, she replies, Rigmor. No, I say the German beer isn't good for the health. Please. Yeah, and that's what actually happened in the store. That's the conversation you have heard in a recap with translation. There was one thing that I forgot to translate. I muttered under my breath that det var lite mycket nu idag, which means that it was a little much this today. So I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and the contact details are as follows. You can contact me off list by writing to Krister, Krister, at krister.place.ws. That's Krister at krister.place.ws. Now, I'm really signing off for this time. Thanks for listening.